بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. And السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to the international community of Radio Islam International. This is your favorite 2 hours of the week. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine with myself, Muhammad Saad Jada, and my co-host, Hafidh Yusuf Rawat, on the Nizam Hour. I'm sure our listeners are anxiously anticipating this two-hour segment for the entire week. And yes, as we said, this is your voice, this is your time for you to shine. So the number to dial is 011-854-1548. Welcoming my co-host to the program, Hafidh Yusuf. How has your week been?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Abi Saad, as usual, time is just flying. I remember it at the starting of the year, we had to come back to the studio and you weren't around. It was January and we are already in the month of April. Already.
I was just talking about time flying. The other day I was backing up my WhatsApp chat history. And what happened was I clicked onto your chat and I went to all the chats get backed up. And I found one chat, I was speaking to him, telling him, you know what, I'm actually in Umrah. When we get back, we'll start the Nizam Hour. This was I think it was about last year.
That's
or
the
year
last
before
year.
Last year.
Mm.
And I was thinking, have you seen what's happening with the Nizam Hour? He said, I'm out for Umrah now when we get back.
This was actually not last year.
It was
the previous year.
I went for Umrah, alhamdulillah. And it was the previous year, actually, when you got back from Umrah, that's when we just started. The Nizam Hour.
So what we can take out of this is we have a very old phone.
But speaking of dunya doesn't affect me. It's dunya thing, love. As you saw.
100%. But what we're saying is that time is flying, and you know, surprisingly, time flies. But the nice part to look towards it is that there's always holidays. I mean, just the other day it was the first of holidays, and now again next week we're approaching yet another holiday. I'm not complaining, but was this something of the past, or is this something of the present, or is this something that will be continuous for the future, where if you find we have that March holiday, and just a month later we have like almost another week of holidays due to public holidays, or is it just due to at the moment where the public holidays are fitting?
I can see, this is a yearly time of joy for all students out there. If you just get back from one holiday, and then you have I think this is one of the terms which most ustads and teachers have the most amount of trouble, because you're just getting back from holiday. Yeah, you're just getting back from holiday mood, and you're already getting back into holiday mood.
Mm.
You know? Like you have those times where on Monday you tell your teacher, it's Monday, you know. And by Thursday you're already saying, it's Thursday. So if you look at it realistically, your productive week is only from like Tuesday to Wednesday. So I think that is a similar situation with regard to this term. But your productive period is just maybe 1 week if you look at it, because after 2 weeks of returning to school, you already have a long weekend, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, and that's true, and this counts as opportunity every time, although we do enjoy the holidays. Maybe I suppose I'm feeling upset because I don't have a week of holidays, unlike the rest of the people out there. So I'm not complaining. Yes, I am happy for everyone out there that is having holidays, and let us make this week of holiday fruitful for us in this dunya, qabr, and akhirah. But this allows us to think and ponder and introspect into our lives that if we just think, not even so long ago, just January, we might have had some objectives, we might have had some goals. Perhaps this is yet another reminder for us to put our objectives and roles and ambitions once again, goals in front of us again, because we might have forgotten, we might have got lazy, it might have slipped our mind in January, said, okay, this is what I want for the new year. We've already seen the first term holidays going. This is yet another mini short break, and then thereafter, within 2 months, it will be the June-July holidays once again. So this gives us opportune moment for us to once again introspect and, you know, take account that already almost more than one third of the year, or about almost one third of the year is gone by. And what is it that we have set out for us to try and gain from this year, or any of our objectives or anything, any goals that we had in mind? So that is something good we can take out from this holiday. But for all of the other people out there that just purely want to enjoy this holiday, then share your comments with us, share your plans with us. Where are you going? Where are you headed to in this week? I know people are taking, it's almost a full week of holiday. Afisad is almost from Wednesday till Monday. So people are going as far as Durban or wherever, Cape Town, wherever it is. I don't know, are you going anywhere, Afisad?
No, actually I won't be going anywhere for this long weekend. But interestingly enough, South Africa has 12 official holidays, right? Mm. And if you feel that's not enough, then you can move to Colombia with 18 days. Mm. Or if you're a workaholic, then Mexico has only 7 days, 7 public holidays.
Sure.
So if you if you make sugar, maybe Allah will increase it. You never know. From 12, we stand a chance for more. But like I said, many businessmen and teachers actually don't. Are not very fond of these public holidays because it sets them off routine.
Do we have a Mandela Day? I'm not sure about it. I always thought before the demise of President Nelson Mandela that after that there will be a public holiday that will be in a celebration of his sacrifices.
I don't know the names of any of these holidays nor the significance of it. Right? And I know certain public holidays is celebrated, like they have these events at your local stadium. I think one of them is Freedom Day.
Mm.
But other than that, I'm not really sure regarding the history. I remember in school we did some history regarding Women's Day and a few other days, but to be honest, I really don't know the history behind easy. So we might be having a Mandela Day, and I don't even know about it.
I know it's Youth Day. I think coming up is Workers' Day. I'm not so sure about it. I think it's Workers' Day. But you know, speaking about a certain institute, for example, if we take some of the Darul Ulooms who work contrary to the general trend of the general calendar, how everyone generally works, and they work more with the Islamic calendar, and the days of the week are separate. Trust me, I also was in Darul Mazhab for a while, and we didn't even know whether it was a public holiday, it wasn't a public holiday. Every day was the same day, just Monday to Saturday, and you waited for then Sunday, and that's all you got. Like, some people tell you, hey, today is a public holiday, you're like, oh, okay, like, you don't even want to know if it's a public holiday. It just puts you more into a depression, like you think to yourself, oh, it's December, and everybody's gone out. But definitely, that sacrifice will be rewarded by Allah Rabbuna Jalla Wa'ala. It is a sacrifice of in, and Allah Rabbuna Jalla Wa'ala will give you great, great reward for that. I'm just saying, there's certain people in certain parts of the world don't even know it. Some people's workload or work system is such that it doesn't allow for them to enjoy these ni'mas and these bounties which we and other people enjoy. And I'm thinking to myself, and next year I'm going into the working world, and I'm thinking, I've enjoyed this, you know, this 4 times a year holiday throughout my life. Will I be going into a field where I can only, you know, what you call this? I'll be able to adjust, and one, I'll be able to stick there to the 20 days leave for the year, 2 weeks. I don't know.
And the funny thing is, as you grow up, your schedule just becomes tighter and you lose more time. But your frame of mind is, you know, life is going to be getting easier.
Yeah.
First things in school, things, you know, once I'm in campus, and you speak to the guy in campus, like, you know, when I was in high school. And then you ask the guy who's working, like, not when I was in campus, that was the life. So you always think you're going to be getting the free time, but it just looks as though your schedule gets tighter and tighter as you go. And this is, we can reflect upon this point from the hadith of Rasulullah said something to the effect that we should take benefit from our time before our time is occupied.
Mm.
And there is also a ni'mat from Allah which we will not understand the value of this ni'mat until it's actually taken away from us. No person will understand the value of free time until you do not have free time. That's the only way you're going to value it. A person can tell you the value of free time, and he can speak to you and try to pursue you into believing that free time is of much value. But obviously, if you never experience a tight schedule and you never experience the scarcity of time in your schedule, then you will never realize the value of free time. I mean, this every student sees this during the times of exams.
Mm.
That before the exam, we think that there's time. And before you know it, you start until 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning. Whereas if you plan your schedule in a smart manner, you would have had the time free. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this world in a way which can take benefit from every aspect of this world in order to benefit us on akhirah. So we have deadlines in this world, and an example that many of us would face is that of the exams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world for a much greater exam. And this is just the exams of this world, and the times, our time limits in this world is just to give us a feeling of how a person will feel on the day of Qiyamah. That we can relate to that moment of nervousness and that moment of anxiety just before you're writing a paper. You know, I should have dedicated that one more weekend to studying and not went out. And very similar way a person will reflect in Akhirah. That, you know, this akhirat, this world, this dunya was so short, it was like a day or part of a day. So, I mean, what was there if I just had to spend a little bit more time in ibadah? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a reality of the value of time and the value of all other ni'mas. And I'm the last one who should speak with regards to time, that I'm always late. And that's something I really have to work on. But I don't know, Yusuf, you seem to be on time most of the time.
Generally, I also...
Like, on time, you know, like, just on time. That also needs some work here. Like,
yeah, we cut those corners. It is that, but it is true that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the master of Allah's creation, mentioned, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. The two ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are negligent towards often, that is time and good health. Time and good health. Many people will say when they old, hey, I don't have the health anymore to do the ibadat which I wish I could do now. And people will say, well, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. I've given my life for work, and I've given my life for dunya. I've given my life for this. I just don't have the time. So value that time. Value that time. It is very difficult. And the easiest way to value your time is to become systematic. You don't have to become so over-systematic that, you know what, you don't leave room for anything else. And you become so rigid and so strict on your principles and your time and your schedules. But rather just to try and have more or less an idea that, you know what, I have a certain amount of free time. Let me try and achieve something through this free time. I've got 1 week free. Let me see, I need to achieve this, 5 or 6 things. Let me see, even if you're successful with 2 or 3 things, then at least you will be pleased that, you know what, I used that time fruitfully and I was able to achieve something. Just the other day I heard a story of one of our Kabir. Either it was Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mahusin Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, that they were so systematic in their life, they had so much time for everything, and because they were systematic, Allah Ta'ala put such barakah in their time. It is mentioned that Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali wrote so many kitabs that it is impossible for a person to read it in his lifetime. So he wrote those kitabs, but it's impossible for some go to the extent to say it's close to 1,000 kitabs. And when we're talking kitabs, we're not talking 30 or 40 pages. Some go up to 300, 400, 500, 600 pages, volumes of books, where people have said that it's quite impossible for anyone to read all the books that Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali had written in his life. Yet he had a family, yet he had 2 spouses, yet he had so much other responsibilities. He taught, he had a khanka. And one person mentioned an incident. He said that he used to be very systematic in his approach. At times, once one of his teachers came and visited him, so the whole day he had allocated, you know, to serve in the servitude of his ustad. And after a while, the ustad saw that, you know, at this particular time, he got very anxious and nervous. And that was the time that Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali used to write. So his ustad then understood that, you know what, this man's feeling very anxious because every day he's consistent on doing something. Today he's unable to do it, so that anxiety is eating him up inside. So he told him, oh, Mawlana Tanvir, please just go to your book and write at least 1 line. So you know you have achieved consistency. So even though today you might be busy and you might not be able to achieve what you do daily or regularly, but at least complete 1 line. Because we know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إن أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن فلا. That the most valued actions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which are inconsistent or inconsistency. So this is another trick, I would say, or another advice on how we can value our time, and that's to try and create some system and some order in our lives.
Actions done with consistency. Let's see how consistent our listeners are. We are waiting your calls on 011-854-1548. We are waiting for you to sing your favorite nasheed, your favorite nizam on the Nizam Hour. Speaking about time, I know many times what I like to do is I put my clock about 2 minutes ahead of time. So, you know, whenever you look at the watch, you know, okay, I still have about 2 minutes or 5 minutes. In fact, my grandfather puts his clock a half an hour. He puts his clock a half an hour ahead of time. So he's, you know, extremely on time, early for anything. In fact, once one of my little cousins took his alarm clock and I think adjusted the time on the alarm clock, and he wasn't aware of it. So he put his alarm for Fajr, and he woke up in the morning. And no, in fact, my cousin just adjusted the alarm time. So he heard the alarm ringing in the morning. He thought, okay, it's Fajr time. He puts the alarm off and gets ready for Salah, puts on his kurta, and drives to the masjid. Masjid is about a distance from his home. And when he gets to the masjid, he sees there's no one in the masjid. And he looks at the clock and it's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, make sure that you are aware of the time that you are setting your alarm for.
I always thought to myself, I don't know if it works, because for me, I always thought to myself that if I set it 10 minutes earlier, in my mind, I know that it's 10 minutes earlier. But some people, for them, it works. Like they say, different strokes for different folks. Like, because they're in such a rush, they don't realize that, you know, I did set it 10 minutes earlier. But I know at my alarm clock, if I have to set it 10 minutes earlier, then when I wake up, I say, I still have time, so then I end up oversleeping. So what I have to do now is actually set it 10 minutes earlier, continuously till the time I need to get up, otherwise I'll lose out both ways.
In fact, what I try to do is I put an alarm on my tablet or my phone, and then I put the tablet or the phone, like, you know, a distance from the bed. So you put it at the entrance of your room, or, you know, on the pedestal or something, but far from your bed. And I have two problems with that. One is either I don't hear it and the whole house gets up besides me, oh, I get up, I put it off, and I get back into bed.
Yeah, okay. That is how it is nowadays. Everyone has their own patterns and their own challenges and their own ways. Share with us your thoughts. How can you value your time? And how can we create some sort of a system and order in our lives? You can interact with us via our SMS line 48855, or you can interact with us via Havisa's Twitter account at MSAJADA, MSWDJADA. Share with us your thoughts, comments, suggestions while we are on the Nizam Law. And we are waiting your call on 011-854-1548. And if you don't phone, we're going to have our teenager presenters, Brother Abdul Haq and Tufail, sing for us, or Hafiz Saad. It's one of the three, so you have very few options left. So run for that phone, 011-854-1548.
011-854-1548 is a number that you should be having on speed dial. Speaking about time, and we are now approaching a time where our scholars have opinion that the 27th of Rajab is the day, or rather the night, wherein the event of Isra wal Mi'raj took place. And one of the miraculous aspects of this journey of Mi'raj is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Jerusalem, to the seven heavens, and back to his home, all in one night. Talking about time management, Hafiz Yusuf. And alhamdulillah, we'll take this opportunity to just, you know, briefly go through a few of the lessons and the salient values which we can extract from this journey of Isra and Mi'raj. We'll be sharing that with you during the course of this program. And if you do have any other important lessons or values that you extracted or learned from this journey of Mi'raj, what stands out to you? What did you learn from it? What did you take home from this journey of Mi'raj, which was traveled by Rasulullah SAW? And then do share that with us. Call us on 011-854-1548, SMS us at 48855, or tweet us at MSAADJADA, MSAADJADA. Lines are open. Is there anyone ready to sing for us, Hafiz Yusuf?
Let's ask our engineer for tonight, Sheikh Usama. Maybe we can get an Arabic nasheed from him. Sheikh Usama, are you ready? Nah, he just smiles. He's not ready to sing fast. I actually had to go into the archives. I have to render some nasheeds tomorrow. And I'm thinking to myself that I'm tired of singing the same ones over and over again. And generally what happens is, you know, you've been asked or requested to recite the event or in a masjid program or something, and you get so caught up during the week that you don't actually prepare, and, you know, you take it for granted. So the day before, you're like, okay, now I have to go look for another nizam, or start preparing another nizam, because it's not something that you perpetually in. So what happens generally with me is I just, whatever comes to my mind, what I've seen recently, I'll just go and sing it. And I was thinking to myself today, maybe I should go into that file of mine and take it out and see, okay, it's been a couple of years since I used this one, maybe a couple of decades here and there. So I was seeing it out. But let's see if we get some callers. If not, maybe we can give you a couple of these papers, see how's your Urdu skills, how's your Arabic skills. We can ask Sheikh Usama to sing for us. But also with that, we might be getting a guest in studio, inshallah. We hope that he does reach us. He was trying very hard to make it possible for him to be present here tonight. He's a youngster from Darul Ulum Zakaria, another upcoming nasheed artist. So let us see, inshallah, even if before the Maghrib break he can be here, or if not after the Maghrib, otherwise we will try and get him again. But for now, we want to hear you. 011-854-1548. Let's go for a short nasheed break, and when we come back, we hope to have your call. Stay tuned.
الناس أمار الناس أمار الناس أمار والله قيوم وكل خاف لدى الرحمن معلوم فإن خلوت فقل ربي يراقبني ومن لم يراقب عليم سر محروم الناس أمار والله قيوم وكل خاف لدى الرحمن معلوم فإن خلوت فقل ربي يراقبني ومن لم يراقب عليم سر محروم الله أعظم ممن تخشى عيونهم وحقه منك يا مسكين تعظيم تعصي فيسترك الخلاق مرحمة وستر مولاك للعاصين تقويم الله أعظم ممن تخشى عيونهم وحقه منك يا مسكين تعظيم تعصي فيسترك الخلاق مرحمة وستر مولاك للعاصين تقويم وستر مولاك للعاصين تقويم
الناس أمار 23 minutes to the hour of 6. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and my co-host Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara. And alhamdulillah, we have our first caller for the evening. So let's go directly to our lines and take our first caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Sumaya.
Sumaya, where are you calling us from, Sumaya?
Mabro.
From Marlboro. And how is it today, Marlboro?
It's okay.
It's okay. Was it hot, cold?
No, not so cold.
Not so cold. It was a hot day today.
A little bit.
Alhamdulillah. And what did you do today?
I went to my nanny.
You went to your nanny's house. And where your nanny stays?
In Mayfair.
In Mayfair. So you came from Marlboro to Mayfair, but you didn't come from Mayfair to Lens. You know where is Lens?
No.
You got no family here in Lens?
No.
Oh, what's your surname? Maybe I'll find for you family here.
Daya.
There's so many Dayas here in Lens. Avisa's second surname is Daya. Did you know that?
No.
No, I'm just joking. Okay, so you went to your nanny's house and how was your nanny's house? What did you do there?
I played.
What you played? Did you play with your nanny?
No, I played with my cousins.
What's your cousins? What did you play?
We jumped off from the double bed.
did you use a parachute?
No.
You didn't get hurt?
No.
Oh. So you had, which Dayas are you now? Do you know, which Dayas? Let's see, Muhammad Saad Daya.
Yes.
How do you know Muhammad Saad Daya?
He's my Abba's cousin.
He's your Abba's cousin. Oh, so then you must be my family then, I think. Am I your family?
I don't know.
She don't know.
Do you want to be Afisa's family?
Say no. Okay, what are you going to sing for us today?
I was a grapevine.
You was a grapevine. Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. So many years of nurture and love we received from the keepers of the farm. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Every day before dawn, the roosters would call, before Fajr Salah was performed. Then labor and toil in the field sowing seed, we would witness the farm transform. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Then the day came, I will never forget, when they pulled our roots from the soil. They slashed every vine, and they chopped every chicken inside they killed. I was a grapevine in Palestine, and I have a story to tell. The farmers watched in vain for the tears and pain as the bullets went flying in. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, show us your mercy, Ya Allah. Show us your mercy, Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Muslimin fi al-Iraq wa fi kulli makan, Ya Rabb al-Alamin.
Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. What a wonderful nizam. That nizam really made me feel nostalgic. That was actually a nizam which I learned when I was in preschool. Where did you learn this nizam?
In Apsik.
Oh, I learned this nizam in Kids Academy preschool. I think I was taking part in the concert, and we had a play of Palestine, and they had this nizam playing in the background. So I really felt like I was back in preschool, Kids Academy preschool, when you were singing that nizam. Jazakallah for that wonderful nizam. And tell me, which nizam would you like us to play for you?
Baba Telephone.
Baba Telephone, the English version, or the original version?
The original.
The original, okay. Baba Telephone. We'll ask someone in here. Brother Osama.
My sister wants to come.
Your sister wants to come? Where she wants to come to the studios? She wants to speak.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. What's your name?
Zainab.
Sorry, what's your name?
Zainab.
Zainab.
MashaAllah, how are you keeping today, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah.
Did you also go to your nanny's house today?
Yes.
And what did you do at your nanny's house? Were you also jumping from the bed?
Yes.
Oh, and what else were you doing?
I was playing with my cousins.
You were playing with all your cousins? What you were playing with them?
I was jumping on the bed.
Three little monkeys jumping on the bed. Okay, which nizam are you going to sing for us?
Hey little fish.
Hey little fish of the ocean. Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
Hey little fish at the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a yellow motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. And all the things around my soul. Hey little birds, so way up high, not up the sky with colored design. Tell me who made you and I. Need to walk and need to fly. The little birds said, that's my Lord. The little birds said, that's my Lord. The little birds said, that's my Lord. And all the things around my soul. Hey, educator, nice and stern, who's the maker by his name? Do you crawl into your swamp? Who controls everything? The educator said, that's my Lord. Then he said, that's my Lord. The educator said, that's my Lord. And all the people of us hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lion, drum off the food and no deny, but you be the one. That you're the lion, life or death, we resign, the lion said, that's my Lord, the lion said, that's my Lord, the lion said, that's my Lord, and Lord, the creator of our soul.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, and what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Baba Telephone.
Baba Telephone. Telephone. Okay. We will ask Sheikh Osama to play for you that nizam, okay? JazakAllah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum. We have one more caller before the Maghrib Adhan. Let's try and wrap that call up, inshallah. Call you live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Zainab Vaid.
Zainab Vaid. And where are you calling us from, Zainab?
Lanesia South.
Lanesia South. And do you have faith family here in Lanesia?
Yes. Yeah.
Who is your family?
Jacqueline Reed.
She?
Jacqueline Reed. I was scared of.
Abdullah Vaid. Did you say Abdullah?
Zakaria.
Oh, I can't hear the name check. Oh, Zakaria Vaid. Oh, I know Zakaria Vaid, mashallah. And who is Zakaria Vaid to you? Is your uncle?
My Abba's cousin.
Oh, okay, mashallah. And what are you going to do for us today, Zainab?
Let us God.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
Father, where is your mother gone? Why are you all alone? Allah, he loves you high. Allah. What?
Allah can bring you home again. Allah,
Allah is longer than I.
Let me tell you a secret, my little bird.
So this is the first time you know an Azam that I don't know.
Sometimes I feel alone just like you.
Zainab, are you still there?
Yeah.
Sing with Avisad, sing with him.
But we should always know that Allah is nearby. Zainab, even the little girl who sings this nizam on the CD, her name is also Zainab, am I right? Yes. So that was Zainab from, Zainab Vaid, from Lanesia South. Zainab Vaid, do you know Hafez Vaid from Lanesia Muslim School?
My dada.
He's your dada. Oh, so Hafez Ridwan Vaid is your uncle.
Your papa.
He's your papa.
So when is, ask Hafez Vaid, when is he going to sing a nizam for us?
I'm going to ask your dada.
You must tell your dada we're waiting for his call. He must sing a nizam for us also, alright?
Okay.
Okay, Jazakallah Zainab for your call. Which nizam must we play for you?
Hazbi Rabbi.
Hazbi Rabbi Jalallah. Okay, inshallah. We'll ask our engineer to play that nasheed for you. Jazakallah Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
That was our last caller before the Maghrib break. The time is 48 minutes past the hour of 5, 12 minutes to the hour of 6. And it is now time for the Maghrib Adhan. When we return, we'll be returning with your calls on 011-854-1548. Stay tuned. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. Did I get it right? Did I sound like Brother Tufail Patel there on our awesome Nizam Hour promo? I'm close enough. Hashtag close enough.
Sheikh Sama, what's your view?
Yes, Sheikh Sama gives me a heads up. Yes, but that was quite good, alhamdulillah. 16 minutes past the hour of 6, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. This is the Nizam Hour with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, and soon to be Maulana Yusuf Rawat, alhamdulillah. And lines are open on 011-854-1548. We were just touching on some aspects regarding the journey of Isra wal Mi'raj. We have a caller on the line, so inshallah we will take this caller, and thereafter we are going to be extracting a few lessons and values from the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Isra wal Mi'raj. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who am I speaking to?
Wadia Nasarka.
Chuwera Nasarka, where are you calling us from?
Indonesia.
Where in Indonesia are you calling us from?
Down the road.
Oh, this is Hafez Farhan's daughter.
Jeep.
What good guessing is that, right? How is Hafez Farhan? Is he okay?
Alhamdulillah.
So you phoned in last week as well, am I right?
No, my brother's phoned in.
Oh, your brother's phoned in. So what, are they shy this week? Or are they giving you a turn?
No, they're going with my Abi.
Where are they going?
They're going with my Abi.
Oh, they're going with your Abi. So last week was your brother, this week was you, and next week your Abi's going to phone in. Can Hafez Farhan sing?
I don't know.
Does he sing for you at home?
No.
When you're going to sleep, does he sing you nursery rhymes or any?
No.
No. So what does he? Does he read stories for you?
No.
No. You must tell him you need to start singing for you some nursery rhymes or telling you some stories before you sleep. You understanding that?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to be doing for us today? Are you going to be singing a nizam? Or are you going to be asking us a riddle?
Sing Surah Waqiyah.
You will recite Surah Waqiyah. And do you know what is the virtue of reciting Surah Waqiyah after Maghrib Salah?
No.
No, okay, I'm going to tell you. But first tell me, are you going to recite the whole Surah Waqiyah?
No, the first page.
Just the first page. Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا وكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation of the first page of Surah Waqi'ah. That person who recites Surah Waqi'ah every day after Maghrib Salah, inshaAllah, will be saved from poverty. So are you going to recite the surah every day, inshaAllah?
Si.
Inshallah. Juwaira, which nasheed or nizam must we play for you?
Any of Ijaz Khan's.
Any of Ijaz Khan's. I thought you were going to say any of Hafiz Yusuf Rawat's. Okay, fine. I think we need to have Ijaz Khan once more live on Nizam Hour. We need to get in touch with him, inshallah. Jazakallah, Juwaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
20 minutes past the hour of 6, touching on a few aspects of the journey of Mi'raj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Jerusalem, then that journey was known as the journey of Isra, and thereafter to the seven heavens, past Sidrat al-Muntaha, right up till the Arsh, near the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is known as the journey of Mi'raj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from Makkah, he departed from the Hatim area, and when he boarded the Buraq, he said that this Buraq was such an animal, or rather such a beast, that it could take one stride as far as its eye could see. And this was such a unique animal, just bigger than a donkey, but smaller than a horse. And it covered the journey from Makkah to Mukarramah right to Jerusalem in a very, very short period of time, even though this journey would normally take a month-long journey. At Jerusalem, when Rasulullah SAW had performed Salah with other Anbiya alayhi salam, he thereafter departed for the first heaven with Jibreel alayhi salam. When they reached the doors of the first heaven, then the angel who was guarding this door asked Jibreel alayhi salam, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am Jibreel." And the angel said, "That who is with you?" And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam." And this angel requested that, "Has he been given his mission?" Meaning, has he been given Nabuwa? And when Jibreel alayhi salam replied in the affirmative, then this angel replied that he is welcome and his arrival is a pleasure. Now, coming to one of the climaxes of, or rather the important points of the story, the first person Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met after passing the first gates of the first heaven was Adam Alayhi Sallatu Wasallam. So we can just picture and imagine this, what a splendid and amazing meeting this must have been. You have the father of all creation, Adam Alayhi Sallam, meeting the best of his offspring. And Rasulullah must have been so anxious to meet Adam alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam must have been so anxious and happy to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they greeted with Assalamu alaikum and wa alaikum assalam. And like this, every other heaven which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had traveled to, and he met various Anbiya alayhi salam, then they greeted each other with these greetings of Assalamu alaikum. So this greeting of Assalamu alaikum is really a gift from Allah to us, that we are able to greet our next Muslims in such an honorable and noble way, which is also used by Anbiya alayhi salam. And we take this for granted. You know, we cut the salam short, or we use other ways of greeting one another. Where is this greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is a gift from Allah, and this Assalamu alaikum was used by Anbiya alayhi salam even during this journey of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. 011-854-1548, lines are buzzing.
Let's go directly to our line and take our first caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Harun Kolvadja.
Harun Kolvadja, where are you calling us from?
Lodium.
All the way from Lodium. How is it today in Lodium?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how are you today, my friend?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how was your Saturday evening? What did you do?
I played.
You played?
Yeah.
You're tired now?
Yeah.
And you're hungry?
Yeah.
I'm also hungry. What for supper?
I don't know.
You don't know. Why? You don't know. Were you still in Lodium?
Yeah.
You stay in Lodium or you visiting someone?
I stay in Lodium.
You stay in Lodium. Okay, what are you going to do for us today, my friend?
Read.
You're going to read?
Yeah.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the true reality of the Quran so that you can practice upon it and inspire people through your recitation, inshaAllah, okay? Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. What nazam would you like us to play for you?
Suno dil
siyaro. Suno dil siyaro. Okay, inshaAllah, we will be playing that for you. Alright, my boy. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. You know, ever since I heard that nazam, it's always been my wish to sing that nazam. I hope I get the opportunity this year because it's a graduation nazam where they sing it in Nazavan. You never heard it before.
No, I think I did. I just sing it.
Suno dil siyaro. That's the one version. The other version. Suno dil siyaro. Salam akhri hai. نظم آخری ہے اور کلام آخری ہے.
ماشاءاللہ
27 minutes past hour of 6 is not the last nizam and it's not our last words. We're going back to the callers. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What's your name?
Tahseen.
Tahseen, where are you calling us from?
He?
Where are you calling us from?
Rudaport.
And how's the weather today in Rudaport? Is it hot? Is it cold?
Nice.
It's nice. What did you do today, Tahseen?
I played.
What you played? You don't want to tell us what you played.
What you want to sing for us?
Muhammad is my guy.
Muhammad is my guy. Does it go like that?
Yeah.
Okay, Bismillah.
Muhammad is my guy. Muhammad is my teacher. Muhammad, my beloved. Rasulullah. Muhammad, the brave. Muhammad is the one. He's the seed of the Prophet. I want to talk like you. Walk like you. Lead my salah. Dress like you. Wanna be like you. And everything we do, you are the closest to Allah.
Masha Allah, I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. What a beautiful nizam. How we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of his life. Tahseen, which nizam must we play for you on Radio Islam?
Muhammad is my guide.
Muhammad is your guide. Okay, inshallah. We'll ask our engineer brother Usama to play that for you. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Next call on 011-854-1548. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Who are we speaking to?
Abdullah.
Abdullah from where?
What thing?
MashaAllah, from Vodbeng. Which school do you go to, Abdullah?
Robert Gerardo School.
Oh, and what grade are you in?
3.
And do you like school?
No.
No, why don't you like school?
Don't know.
You don't know? Do you get too much of homework?
Yes.
But do you do all of your homework?
Yes.
Or do you forget your book and then you tell the teacher that you're...
I do it.
Oh, you do it. MashaAllah. And what are you going to be singing for us today?
I'm going to read.
You're going to read? What you going to read?
Surat Al-Qari'ah.
Surat Al-Qari'ah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Qari'ah. Mal-Qari'ah. Wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون جبال كالإحل المنفوث فأما من ثقلت موازينه فأمها هاوية فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمها هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية.
ما شاء الله. What nizam would you like us to play for you? What's your favorite nizam?
Allah is my creator.
Allah is the creator. Okay, inshallah, we will ask him to play for you. Okay, my boy?
Yes.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Sir, I really wonder what this uncle is recording. Our lesson is there. I mean, they have a view of our recording studios. There's a man here. Oh, and there's our Sheikh Usama giving us a preview of what the man is recording. But he's so high-spirited, mashallah, that I wish he could understand his hands, because his hands is moving so much.
Yeah, I wish he could do the Nizam Hour promo for us.
I wish
for those listeners out there, we are sitting in the broadcasting studio, and across us is the recording studios, and this brother is so passionate.
And he looks like he's doing a kirasta with one breath, like he's saying the whole thing one time, and he's moving his hands.
But brother Osama, did Allahu Akbar. Brother Osama, can our listeners hear that, or is it only in our headphones? Oh yes, our listeners cannot hear that. Oh, they can hear it.
Oh.
So yes, that's That's a fantastic voice for, I think, Anism our program. What do you think?
I think we can hijack him. We can hijack him. But for now, let's go to our callers before they launch us. Let's go back to the line, 011-854-1548. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam.
What's your name?
My name is Yahya.
Yahya, you sounding so excited to be on the Nizam Hour. Are you excited?
Yeah.
And were you waiting for this time the whole week?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite program on Radio Islam?
Nizam Hour.
Oh, that's the correct answer, mashallah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yahya, what are you going to do for us today?
Alif Lam Ra.
Alif Lam Ra, the whole surah?
No, I don't know the whole thing.
Oh, okay, you can recite a little bit for us, alright? Bismillah, Yahya, you may begin.
I'm 5 years old.
You're 5 years old and you know Alif Lam Ra? Where did you learn that?
From my mommy's phone.
Oh, mashallah. Bismillah. You may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Ra. Tilka ayatul kitabi wa qur'anin mubin. Rubama yawaddu alladhina law kanu muslimin. Fahum yakulu wa tamattahu. Yulhimu al-amlu fasawfa ya'lamun. Wama ahlakna min qaratin illa wala ma. ولا كتاب معلوم ما تنطق من أمة أجلا وما يذرون قالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليهم بك وإنك لمجنون لو ما تبين بالملائكة إن كنت من الصادقين وما ننزل إلا بقدر وما ننزل إلا بقدر معلوم ما صدق الله العظيم.
Mashallah, mashallah, Yahya, what a beautiful, beautiful recitation. And you're only 5 years old, you say? Mashallah, and you learned this song from the, you learned the surah from the phone. Was it a video recording of which Imam of the Haram or which Sheikh? Who was the reciter?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, I think you need to come to the studios next time and recite for us live, okay? Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah for your call, Yahya. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And a very splendid surprise here at the Radio Islam International Studios this evening. It's been 3 weeks since I'm back on the airwaves, and it's been a very, very long time since I've seen our Nizam Hour hashtag number one fan, young Sana Rahman. After a very, very long time, I'm seeing her, and she has given us a surprise today. And she has come and she has visited us in the studios. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sana Rahman.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And where were you for such a long time? Where were you lost in this world?
I was gone to Durban and I was at home.
You were going to Durban. You know, we were going to start the program, you know, if I can recall correctly, it was on the teenagers program, Where in the World is Osama? So we wanted to start the program, Where in the World is Sana Rahman? So how was Durban? Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Where did you go in Durban?
I went to my mommy's house, and I went to see my new cousin, Tana.
Oh, mashallah. And was the weather nice in Durban?
Yes.
Was it hot or was it cold?
Hot.
And did you go swimming in the beach?
Only one time I went to the beach.
Why only one time?
I don't know.
Did you wear armbands and go?
No.
Why can you swim?
Yes.
How well can you swim?
Deep.
Very deep?
Yes.
And you both sandcastles also on the beach?
I was with my friend.
What were you doing with your friend on the beach?
Her brother was troubling us and he was throwing sand in our eyes.
Oh, so did you throw sand back at him?
No.
What did you throw at him?
I just told his mommy.
Oh, you're such a good girl. I see you don't like violence, huh? And are you missing Durban now?
Yes.
And what grade are you in this year?
Grade I.
Are you enjoying school?
Yes.
Which school are you in now?
Kurtaba.
Qurtuba.
Yes.
Where about is Qurtuba?
Lilbro Park.
Lilbro Park. Oh, mashallah. Now, what are you going to do for us today? Are you going to sing a nizam? Or are you going to ask us a riddle? Or are you going to recite a surah? What are you going to do for us?
Songs and surahs.
You're going to sing songs and recite surahs. Okay, yes. What are you going to do first? A song or a surah?
A surah.
Okay, which surah are you going to recite?
I forgot with you.
Bismillah. You may begin.
Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard man dha alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi ismihi ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima sha'a wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal ard wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma wa huwa al-'aliyyul 'azhim.
Mashallah, Sana Rahman. What a beautiful recitation. And you know, remember last time you attempted to take callers on the Nizam Hour? You want to take another caller?
No.
Why you don't want to take a caller? Okay, inshallah. Let's take the next call on 0118541548.
Caller 11, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad bin Sulaiman Manak.
Muhammad bin Sulaiman Manak, where are you calling us from?
Mayfair.
Mayfair, and how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you going to sing for us a nizam?
No.
Then? You want to recite for us Quran?
Qiraat.
You want to do a qiraat?
Yes.
How long? 50 minutes?
No.
Then? 2 minutes.
I read Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ameen.
Mashallah. Tell me, are you the manak from Mayfair?
Yes.
The one from opposite Mayfair Masjid?
Yes.
Are you the manak from opposite Mayfair Masjid?
Yes.
Oh, so when are you taking us fishing?
There's no.
You don't know?
Yes.
I think you need to either you're going to have a fish braai for us or you're going to take us fishing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Jazakallah for your call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Can my brother speak?
See, okay, call him quickly.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed bin Sulaiman Manak.
Ahmed bin Sulaiman Manak. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is the spirit of my boy. What are you going to be singing for us? Are you going to recite for us also? You're going to قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Okay, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. And what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Can I ask salam to my daddy and my nanny?
Oh, and who else? Not only your daddy and nanny, say your papa and your cha-cha and your neighbor and who else? No one else.
We're gonna charge you 10 rand per salam, okay?
We're just joking with you. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This guy who phoned the newspaper. Basically, he wants to put the advert. How much is the... What's the cost of it? So the guy told him it was 5 rand per letter. So he says, okay, put the... Suleiman died. So he says, no, you need a... There's a minimum amount of letters you need to have. Yeah. So he says, okay, put the... Suleiman died. Toyota for sale. Next call on 011-854-1548. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you are live on here. Assalamu alaikum. I think we'll drop that line and going on to the next line. Assalamu alaikum.
Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
We were speaking about charges and I think all the listeners got scared.
Okay, while we're trying to get that caller back online, we're going to go for a short nasheed break. And when we return, we have a guest for you out here in the Lineja studios. And his name is Hafiz Sufyan Patel from Darul Ulum Zakaria. And he will be rendering for us some naat. So stay tuned.
Muhammad is my guide. Muhammad is my teacher. Muhammad, my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you, wanna be like you in everything I do. You are the closest to Allah.
Kids here, I want you to join in with me, yeah? They're a bit tired, so you join in with me, okay?
Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah,
Rasul Allah. ذال را زاي سين شين صاد ضاد طاء عين غين هاء قاف كاف لام ميم نون هاء واو ياء ياء هذه حروف الهجاء ألف أرنب يجري يلعب يأكل جزرا كي لا يتعب باء بطة نطت نطة وقعت ضحكت منها القطة ألف أرنب يجري يلعب يأكل جزرا كي لا يتعب باء بطة نطت نطة وقعت ضحكت منها القطة تاء تاج فوق الراس فيه الذهب وفيه الماس تاء ثعلب صاد دجاجة وماكر وقت الحاجة تاء تاج فوق الراس فيه الذهب وفيه الماس تاء ثعلب صاد دجاجة وماكر وقت الحاجة جيم جمل في الصحراء مثل سفينة فوق الماء.
The South African National Quran Council announces the commencement of the 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition
1437.
Registration is now open for both the male and inaugural female competitions. Western Cape, 2nd of April. Mpumalanga, 9th of April. Eastern Cape and Limpopo, 16th of April. South KZN, 23rd of April. North KZN, 24th of April. Northwest, 14th of May. Gauteng, Free State and Northern Cape, 21st of May. Visit alquran.co.za for more information and online registration. This event is sponsored by Motley Car Holdings, Sedgar's Home, Calstar Group, Premier Rentals and Logistics, Four Arrows, Fouché Motors for Inneking, Neon Printers and Creative Curve. The SANQC's 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition 1437.
It's back. Celebrate Durban's sun-kissed days and starlit nights at the Hartley Fair. It's where you've got to be. For incredible shopping, unusual gifts, exquisite Islamic wear, trendy fashion, exotic foods, and decadent desserts. Showcasing an array of 250 local and international exhibitors for the discerning shopper. Wait, there's more. Spectacular live entertainment. Laugh your socks off with Simi Yaref, Yusuf Kedu, and Zahir Bassa, and a host of machines, fire shows, soccer tricksters, and amazing kiddies rides and games. Be where it's all happening and win amazing prizes and loads of giveaways. Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st, and Monday, May 2nd, the Hartley Fair, 133 Hartley Road, Overport. Inquiries 031-207-3498.
Khadija Al-Kubra Care Center, extending a hand of mercy. Our mission is to give honor and dignity to the elderly members of our community who require assistance, care and love. Help us in this initiative and donate generously. Phase 1 will include Adult Daycare Center, Phase 2, Frail Care Center, Phase 3, Respite Care Center. Banking details, account name, Jamiatul Ulama Imdad, Bank Habib Overseas Bank Limited, Branch Lanesia, account number 1133-280-4344, branch code 700037. Please indicate whether Lilla or Zakah. Please fax proof of payment to 086-687-0530 or email to jamiatlanesia@gmail.com. Donate generously towards the establishment of this care center for the aged in Lanesia. Khadijatul Kubra Care Center, extending a hand of mercy. A project of the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Da'wah wal Irshad.
Stop the airways of Radio Islam International. What half is Yusuf Rawat and half is Muhammad Sa'ad Jada. Every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the Nazm Hour, your favorite 2 hours of the week.
Hafiz Yusuf, don't you think their favorite 2 presenters as well?
Don't push it.
Showcase your talents on the Nazm Hour. Your voice, your voice, your talent, your talent, your time, your time to shine, shine, shine.
Ten minutes to the hour of 7. You are tuning to Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548. This is the Nizam Hour with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, and my honorable co-host, Hafidh Yusuf Rawat. A special thanks in Jazakallah to the Dean Ages team, Brother to Fail, for awarding us an extra 10 minutes of his program. I'm not sure if this is a loan and he's going to claim it back in the future or he's just like a hadiah. But nevertheless, Jazakallah, we have 10 minutes over time because we have a very exciting filled 20 minutes left of the program. We have with us in studio Young Sana Rahman, a regular visitor of the Radio Islam studios and one of our number one fans. And she's going to be singing a nizam for us now. Before the break, she recited a portion of the Quran for us. And now she has a nasheed, a nizam ready for us. Sana, which nizam are you going to be singing? Hey little fish.
Yes.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Or at the bottom of the fish tank.
No.
No. Yes. Are you a fisherman? Hey little fish on my hook.
No.
No. Okay, this is that. You can start singing.
Hey little fish at the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a nice cool ocean that you ever went to. Where you came from, who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord, and everything said, that's my Lord, Allah is the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator, there's no one creator, dear Allah, so why do we stand for, too proud to recognize, what's right before our eyes, sight from our Lord. Hey little bird, way up high, let up the sky with the color design. Tell me who made you and I need to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. Allah is the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one creator. stand on Allah, so why do we stand for? Too proud to recognize what's right before our eyes. Thanks for our Lord.
MashaAllah, son of Rahman, you need to write this nizam down for me or teach it to me. Because I don't really like English nizams, but this one in particular, I'm really, really enjoying it, alright?
Okay.
Are you going to call him next week again and sing it for us again?
Yes.
Until I memorize it.
Yes.
JazakAllah so much, son of Rahman. Do you want to send your salams to anyone out there, anyone who's listening?
Yes.
Who are you going to say salam to?
I'm going to say salam to my cousins, my daddy and my mama, and my dada, and
Oh, and who you love more, your nanny or your nana?
All.
Both of them?
Yes.
Oh, mashallah. JazakAllah so much, Sana Rahman. And we do have a present for Sana Rahman, which will be given to her later, inshallah. It's a courtesy of the Nizam Hour and Radio Islam International. One personalized job done for all her efforts and all her hospitality every time she has come and visit us. So inshallah later on we will be giving it to her father. Nice juzdan designed by Afisar Jara. And who was it designed by Afisar? I never got time
by me.
I have seen it, mashallah.
You have doubts in my designing skills.
You got Salah Ahmad's name on it. And it's got a very, it's got a pink decking, eh? If I'm not mistaken. So inshallah she'll be getting it. And when you see it the next week, inshallah, you should phone us and tell us if you liked your present. Okay, Sana?
Okay.
Inshallah. JazakAllah for joining us. Assalamu alaikum.
If you don't like it, then I was Yusuf designing it.
You're gonna like it, ne?
Yes.
Inshallah.
There was young Sana Rahman singing for us a beautiful nizam as well as reciting portion of the Quran. JazakAllah to her and her father as well for taking out the time and visiting us at the Radio Islam International Studios. Now searching for some local talent, showcasing local talent on the Nizam Hour. We have two students of a local Darul Uloom, Darul Uloom Zakaria, as Hafiz just had mentioned. And inshallah, they'll be sharing some of their talent with us, and they'll be rendering a few nasheeds and nizams. We welcome into the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we have with us here Hafiz Sufyan Patel, who is a fourth year student at Darul Uloom Zakaria. Hazrat, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah, inni mulana.
Alhamdulillah. And this is your first nizam hour experience?
Gee, so far.
So far?
Yeah.
You don't remember one day when you were small, you decided to phone in and say, Mana, I want to sing my nizam.
I could sing, but I never try.
In Venda, you guys have radios and...
Yeah, we do have Radio Islam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But are you guys listening to like last year's programs or is it like live? You know?
Live.
Oh, okay, fine. Things change, huh?
I hope they're listening to me now also.
Inshallah, maybe if you're listening to Hafiz Sufyan Patel, maybe give us a call.
Yeah.
And tell us how proud are you to have one of your locals on Radio Islam International showcasing his talent.
So Hafiz Sufyan is going to be singing a Farsi nizam. What nizam are you going to begin with?
I'm going to be singing a nizam, Wo Mera Nabi Hai.
Wo Mera.
Yeah, that same nizam.
That is the one. Brother Norman Punch Fire. He's number one nizam. Okay, Bismillah, let's give our ears and all our attention to Hafiz Sufyan Patel, a fourth year student at Darul Uloom Zakaria. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wo jis ke liye mehfil ko nain saji hai, firdaus bari jis ke wasile se bani hai. Wo Hashim Makki, Wo Hashim Makki Madaniyul Arabi hai. Wo Mera Nabi, Mera Nabi, Mera Nabi hai. Wo Mera Nabi, Mera Nabi, Mera Nabi hai. Wo Mera Nabi hai. Ahmad hai, Muhammad hai, wahi khatm rusul hai. Makhdoom hai, Murabbi hai, wahi wali kul hai. Us par hi nazar, us پر ہی نظر سارے زمانے کی لگی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی ہے اللہ کا فرمان لم نشرح لک صدرک منسوب ہے جس سے ورفعنا لک ذکرک جس ذات کا قرآن جس ذات کا قرآن میں بھی ذکر جلی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی ہے
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ دیر واز دا وائس آف حافظ سفیان پٹیل from Venda, a student at Darul Uloom, Zakaria, mashallah, what a beautiful rendition, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him. We're going to be having more of him, inshallah, but for now, let's go on to the young gentleman here next to him, and his name is Hafiz Suhail Rawat. Coincidentally, and my surname is also Rawat, but he doesn't know, like, he doesn't look like he wants to know me, or if he's my family or not. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
And how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
And is this also your first Nizam Awa experience?
Not really. I have phoned in once when I was small.
Okay, mashallah. I wonder if we can ever get hold of that record. You remember maybe around which year it was?
It was in Ramadan. I think it was Ramadan time. They used to have that also, Nazam Hour.
Nazam Hour.
Yeah.
Okay, mashallah. Do you recall what you phoned in and what you sang?
Can't remember. I was really young at that time. So,
what are you going to be singing for us, inshallah?
Inshallah, ik mehi nahi un pal. قربان زمانہ ہے
اللہ 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 بسم اللہ you may begin
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ایک مہنگی نہیں ان پہ قربان زمانہ ہے ایک مہنگی نہیں ان پہ قربان زمانہ ہے جو رب دو عالم کا محبوب یگانہ ہے او در زغرا پہ پھیلا ہے ہوئے دامن او در زغرا پہ پھیلا ہے ہوئے دامن یہ نسل کریموں کی یہ نسل کریموں کی لج پال گرانہ ہے جو رب دو عالم کا محبوب یگانہ ہے کل پل سے ہمیں جس نے خود پار لگانا ہے زہرا کا وہ بابا ہے زہرا کا وہ بابا ہے حسنین کا نانا ہے جو رب دو عالم کا محبوب یگانہ ہے محبوب
کہ محفل کو محبوب سجاتے ہیں, آتے وہ یہی جن کو, آتے وہ یہی جن کو سرکار بلاتے ہیں, اک میں ہی نہیں ان پہ قربان زمانہ ہے, جو رب دو عالم کا محبوب یگانا ہے.
Masha Allah, Masha Allah, and there is the voice of Hafiz Sohail Rawat, and he is from Malbo, if I'm correct.
So you say the melody runs in the genes of the Rawat family, eh? But to first ask Hafiz, are you the Rawat with the W or the V?
So we need to the one with the W.
Oh, the W. I think W is a bit better, you know? Like double V power. MashaAllah, what a wonderful nasheed and excellent melody by another Hafiz Rawat, alhamdulillah.
Let's go back to our other guest, Hafiz Sufyan Patel. What do you have next for us, inshallah?
Nazam, koi kaise samajh paega rutba sabz gumbat
ka. Okay, the listeners don't want to listen to me and Hafiz Sufyan, but they do want to listen to Hafiz Sufyan Patel. Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, خطبہ پر رہا ہے خود ہی کعبہ سبز گنبد کا, کہ خطبہ پر رہا ہے خود ہی کعبہ سبز گنبد کا, جو پوچھا میں نے جنت سے تیری بھی کوئی جنت ہے, جو پوچھا میں نے جنت سے تیری بھی کوئی جنت ہے, تو جنت نے دیا مجھ کو حوالہ سبز گنبد کا, تو جنت نے دیا مجھ کو حوالہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, بڑی حسرت سے تکتی ہے نگاہیں آسماں اس کو, بڑی حسرت سے تکتی ہے نگاہیں آسماں اس کو, بڑی حسرت سے تکتی ہے نگاہیں آسماں اس کو, زمین جب سے بادہ ہے امامہ سبز گنبد کا, زمین جب سے بادہ ہے امامہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا, کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گا رتبہ سبز گنبد کا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a beautiful nizam and what beautiful words indeed. One of the couplets there that the author mentions, and he said that Jannat was asked, is there any other Jannat besides you? And then Jannat gave the jawab, Jannat gave the answer that it is none other than Madinatul Munawwara itself. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
Next up, the next half is Rabat. Double V. It's W. VW. V8 power. Hafiz, what do you have in store for us now? Which Nizam are you going to be singing?
I have a request from some of the Marlboro listeners who are currently listening now at this time. They say I should read Jashni Ahmed Rasul. Inshallah. Recite two stanzas, inshallah.
Allah, Allah.
Okay, let's just control ourselves, yeah? Let's give it to our man, inshallah. Yes, it for all our listeners out there. Hafiz Suhail Rawat, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Jashni Ahmed Rasul, Allah, Allah. Jashni Ahmed Rasul, Allah, Allah. Bibi Amina ke phool, Allah, Allah. Bibi Amina ke phool, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Kaho Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Kaho Allah, Allah. Jashne Ahmed Rasool, Allah hi Allah. Jab ke sarkar tashreef laane lage, huro ghilma be khushiyan manane lage. Jab ke sarkar tashreef laane lage, huro ghilma be khushiyan manane lage. Har taraf noor ki roshni chaangi, har taraf noor ki roshni chaangi. Mustafa kya mile zindagi mil gayi, ae Halima teri god mein aa gayi. Dono alam ke rasool, Allah hi Allah. Dono alam ke rasool, Allah hi Allah. Jashne Ahmed Rasool, Allah hi Allah. Bibi Amina ke phool, Allah hi Allah. Allah hi Allah. Kaho Allah hi Allah. Allah hi Allah. Kaho Allah hi Allah. Jashne Ahmed Rasool, Allah hi Allah. Shadiye nighmaye jab sunane gaya, har taraf shor salli ala ho gaya. Aaj paida habibe khuda ho gaya, phir to Jibril ne bhi ye elan kiya, ke ye khuda ki hai rasool, Allah hi Allah. Ye khuda ki hai rasool, Allah hi Allah. Jashne Ahmed Rasool, Allah hi Allah. Bibi Amina ke phool, Allah hi Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a beautiful rendition yet again in the praise of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of my all-time favorites, Hafizat. Always wanted to sing this nizam.
Yeah, this nizam is another one which brings about that nostalgia sense. I remember listening to this nizam. I was much younger. During one of our holidays to the garden route.
Plus, all some of the olden just have that olden tune and vibe to it. Like,
yeah, okay,
because here it's something from the past.
Yeah, definitely. If you listen to the more the current nasheeds, I feel okay, we have more effects and sound modulation more than voice and voice modulation. So yeah, there's definitely a big difference when listening to the olden nizams and the newer nizams, but some of these olden nizams just bring about those memories of the past, and it's like a feeling you can't explain. Huh? Maybe we should ask our listeners, which nizam do you associate with, like, memories of the past? Obviously, there's no time for that now. They say keep your time, it won't be your last time. So, brother Tufail Patel, we'll keep our 10 minutes overtime, and inshallah, if we make
sugar,
if we make sugar, Allah will increase it. So we never know.
Let us thank our guests for joining us this evening here, Hafiz Suhail Rawat, the HIF student at Darul Zakaria, who is from Marlborough, and with him was Hafiz Sufyan Patel, all the way from Venda, who is an Alim student at Darul Zakaria. Jazakumullahu khairan, may Allah Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala reward you all with the best. Accept everything that you are doing in this field of anashid and naat in the praises of Allah Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala and His Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we wish that this is not your last Nazam Hour experience, and we wish that there will be many, many more times we share this platform, inshallah, so that we all may benefit.
From myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, and my co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat, that's it for this evening on the Nizam Hour. We hope to hear from you next week, 5 to 7 p.m. Stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.